Hello, listeners. This is your host, Prophetess Vanetta Chisholm Moore, this morning. And I want to talk to you guys about 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse. And most of the topic is going to be about spiritual leadership and the things that you go through. You don't have to be a spiritual leader by title, but if you are influencing or affecting people in a positive way, be prepared for backlash from the kingdom of darkness. And I just want to just let somebody know, you know, don't give up in well doing. You know, the Bible says not to give up when you're doing good things. And sometimes people don't appreciate the good things that you are trying to do, and you're wondering where all of this is coming from. We are persecuted for righteous sake, for doing good things, for being right as far as our spiritual walk with God, doing what pleases God. And you know, the enemy doesn't like that. You have the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness that are at war with each other, and you're gonna have to pick a side. And if you're on the side that's serving humanity, that's doing good things to lift people up, if you're a minister of the gospel, if you're a person that is pressing or stop doing what you're doing for God or what pleases God. Because I'm telling you, you know, just last Sunday, I got hit back to back. And then Monday, I got hit back to back. Then, you know, it feels like you need to talk to somebody, and nobody is answering their phones at the time or whatnot when you're going through something like that. And that's just a test. It's a test to see, what are you going to do? Are you going to give up? Are you going to allow the enemy to say that he's gotten to you or beat you down? No, you got to keep going. So there is such thing as a backlash from the kingdom of darkness, because if you're being strong, his job is to try to weaken you. But you have to stay strong and remind yourself of who you are and who is on your side. And it may look like they're getting away with lying on you, persecuting you for no reason. There's some people that hate people for no apparent reason, just because they are who they are. And they could have not done anything to that other person. But there are some people that are just truly not happy with their lives. And they bring that to work with them. They bring that to church with them. And anything that's negative, they bring darkness. And if they see light, they're not seeing you. They're seeing light. That spiritual wickedness sees light and is automatically ready for attack. So I'm telling you this, you got to arm yourself up with prayer. I mean, don't slip on the prayer first thing in the morning, for real. If you got to step out on your porch, you know, just to take a deep breath, just to say, thank you, Lord, cover me, Lord, you know, guard me at work, you know, keep my mind stayed on you. Keep the promises of the Lord on my mind, not accepting failure or anything of darkness. It's going to show itself, but everything is going to work for your good, because you're called according to God's purpose. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning, you know, or this evening, whichever side of the world that you're on. You know, don't allow the forces of evil to shake you, especially if you know you are born of God. You are born of God because of Jesus Christ. He was born of God. And when you take on, we are adopted into the family of God by a spirit of adoption, by redeeming us. He came back to get us from the other side and bring us to light, the side of light, in the kingdom of light. In the kingdom of darkness, his job is to undo everything that you believe about your salvation, about Jesus Christ. Do you really believe who you believe? All the craziness that's going on right now with you know, changing doctrine and stuff like that. Why do you think that's really going on? That stuff ain't happening because it's not true. That's the enemy's work. That's his job to do that. So you have to see through all of that. And so when you go into work, to church, or whatever you have to do as a spiritual person, you know, don't take on the mentality that you believe what the spirit of darkness is dishing out to you. Because God has another plan. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will give you, first of all, you resist the devil, he'll flee. And that key, God always gives a way of escape. Remember that. You're never pushed into a corner to where you got to do wrong or where you got to accept what darkness is giving you. You have a way of escape. You have a way to resist the enemy. You remember in your heart and in your mind that Christ died, and now you have authority. You have spiritual authority in the heavens. You're seated in heavenly places. You can control stuff to go in a righteous direction, because that's the way that God intends it to go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.